Well, our scripture. Jesus reserved his harshest words not for thieves or prostitutes, but to people he called hypocrites. The group of people he hit the hardest were the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the scribes. The Pharisees wielded a lot of power and enforced the religious laws of the land and in the Jewish society. However, Jesus said that they weren't enforcing those same laws in their own lives. Now, why do you think Jesus had such a strong opinion of these Pharisees and how they lived? They were emblems of the faith. So if you were not of the Jewish faith and you saw how these Pharisees lived and acted, what would you think about the Jewish faith? How do people outside the church look at the church? Oh, wait, that's a different sermon, isn't it? Well, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus denounced the sin of hypocrisy. And let's look at just a few examples. I'm just going to skip through Matthew a little bit so you might see an idea of what he considers hypocrisy. See, Matthew 6 and then Matthew 15 is what this is going to be looking at. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you. You see, in that day, if a rich person came into town to give their alms or their tithe, you know, they would blow trumpets, and here comes Master so-and-so, blah, 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 and they would go walk into the place and give their, the synagogues, and give their tithe and such. So do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. And so what was their reward? Recognition, the attention, right? And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so that they may be seen by others. Now, you have to understand, in the synagogues, there's an example in Scripture where one guy's bowed down and he feels like he is too much of a sinner to even be there, and he's praying to God, oh, please, God, be merciful to me. And then across the room here, a Pharisee is standing up and vocally says, oh, dear God, thank you that I am not like these others that come to your altar. You see what I'm saying? That's what this is about. So that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. And whenever you fast, fast is whenever you choose to not eat or drink, you sacrifice for God for a period of time. Do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. You hypocrites, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, by their heart, their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. Well, in Matthew 23, where we find our scripture this morning, Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites 7 times, fools 2 times, blind guides 5 times, and serpents and brood of vipers 1 time. He was definitely being politically correct, was he not? So let's look at Matthew once again quickly. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples. Now you have to understand, Jesus is speaking to the crowds and his disciples, but the Pharisees always sprinkled the crowd with scribes and Pharisees so that they could hear what Jesus was teaching their people. You hear that? And of course, obviously, Jesus knew that. And Jesus says, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their, phylacteries broad. It's a box that they carried scrolls in. And their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have people call them rabbi. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Well, how are we going to connect the dots, Eric, between what we're reading here and this idea of parents and hypocriticalness? How can we connect the dots on this? Well, Jesus is talking to, really, the scribes and the Pharisees that are sprinkled throughout the crowd, isn't he? Well, now again, who are these Pharisees and scribes to the society? Who are they? They're Jewish leaders, right? And why did we think that maybe Jesus was calling them hypocrites? Because what were they doing to the Jewish faith? Remember at the beginning of the service? Sermon, I mean? Huh?